This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An Independence County man was hospitalized Sunday afternoon after he threatened suicide at Blue Spring Cemetery at Newark. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said when Deputy Anthony Carter arrived, he found the 56-year-old man with a .38-caliber revolver and friends talking to him. Jeffrey said the man agreed to give up the handgun to authorities and go to the hospital. The sheriff said the man's wife had informed police her husband was addicted to prescription pain pills and drank much of the time. Police in Newport are offering a $2,500 reward for information that leads to a conviction in the slaying of a 70-year-old man who was stabbed to death in his home. Police are trying to develop a suspect in the murder of 70-year-old James Morgan. A funeral was held last Friday for Morgan, who was a noted historian for Newport and Jackson County. Searcy-based Yarnell's Ice Cream Company has filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy less than 2 months after shutting down its operations. The filing today with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in the Eastern District of Arkansas at Little Rock lists $8 million in assets and $15.7 million in liabilities. The company said in a news release that it had received offers to purchase its assets, including property, Yarnell's name, recipes, and inventory. The company said the offers prohibit further comment. Yarnell ceased operation June 30th after nearly 80 years in business and laid off about 200 workers in Searcy and in Tennessee and Mississippi. The company, at the time, cited a decline in ice cream sales and rising prices that it says hit the industry hard. A longtime Batesville businessman and civic leader, Donnie E.C. Bryant, died Saturday at his home. He was 89 years old. Mr. Bryant was a former Batesville City Alderman and former state representative. He was a Kiwanian, 32nd degree Mason, Shriner, and Gideon. He was the co-founder of Johnny Bryant's and Sons Lumber Company in 1946, as well as North Arkansas Cash Lumber Company and Donnie Bryant Machine and Tool Company, all companies that operated for years in the Batesville area. Visitation will be from 5 until 8 Tuesday at Roller Crouch Funeral Home in Batesville. Funeral services at 10 a.m. Wednesday at the First Baptist Church in Batesville. Burial in Oaklawn Cemetery. The Independence County Sheriff's Office investigated a burglary and theft at Mansfield General Store in Floral over the weekend. Deputy Patrick Collins said someone shattered the front glass door to gain entry, then stole 20 cartons of various brand cigarettes. Collins said the store's alarm system apparently didn't activate. The stolen cigarettes are valued at $800. $500 damage was done to the front door. And some thieves are still taking the chance of being electrocuted by stealing wire from energy power poles. Deputy Dwayne Grassetti was called to Haley Lane in the county where a resident showed him where 275 feet of wire had been cut from pole to pole. Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence said deputies arrested a man on domestic violence charges. Sheriff Lawrence said 64-year-old Dwayne Tom Keetron was charged with third-degree domestic battery after he hit his 15-year-old son three or four times in the face during an argument between the two. Keetron posted a $500 bond and was released from jail until his court date. In an unrelated incident, Sheriff Lawrence said 56-year-old Peter Eugene Pierce was arrested last Thursday on the Melbourne School campus and charged with criminal trespass. Sheriff Resource Officer Deputy Matt Churchill arrested Pierce when he returned to the campus after being removed the day before and told not to come back. Sheriff Lawrence said there appears to be a dispute over the custody of a student attending the school. Pierce posted a $500 bond and was released from jail pending a court date. Sometime between last Wednesday night and Sunday morning, someone broke into the Sharp United Methodist Church on Gainsborough Road in Independence County. Deputy Dwayne Grass said someone entered through a window on the building's east side and took several items, including brass offering plates, brass candle holders and a brass cross, microphones and speakers, flags and flag stands. Altogether, around $1,000 of church items were stolen. And thieves also broke into the Oak Hill Pentecostal Church on Allen Road in Independence County. The break-in occurred sometime, like the other church, between Wednesday night and Sunday morning. Two flat-top guitars and two guitar amplifiers were stolen. Their estimated value set at $2,100. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.